From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the U.S. will arraign five men accused of planning and implementing the 9/11 attacks. The men are the highest-value detainees to be brought before a military court since 9/11, among them Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who has boasted that the attacks were his idea. The men are charged with 2,973 counts of murder, one for each person killed in the attacks. If convicted, they face the death penalty. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story from Guantanamo Bay.
U.S. military prosecutors like to portray tomorrow's hearings as no different than the dozen or so others that have taken place at Guantanamo Bay over the past few years. Air Force Brigadier General Tom Hartman is legal counsel for these military trials.
You'll see five accused who are going to be there with 18 defense counsel. It's going to be an amazing reflection on the American system of justice.
But this is more a test of the military tribunals designed solely to prosecute suspected terrorists at Guantanamo Bay. It's a legal system that has been plagued by delays and controversy and has been challenged before the U.S. Supreme Court. But instead of trying low-level bit players this time around, these five men are considered high-value detainees, accused of helping plan and finance the September 11th attacks. Among them is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, whom the U.S. government says was the mastermind behind the 2001 terror attacks. This will be the first time he'll be seen in public since his arrest in Pakistan more than 5 years ago. Photographs showed Mohammed wearing a white undershirt, looking disheveled and disoriented. Also being arraigned is Ramzi bin al-Shib, suspected of being the key point man between the 9/11 hijackers and al-Qaeda. Navy Lieutenant Rich Federico, a military defense lawyer for bin al-Shib, says it will be a challenge to represent his client in an open and public trial.
The instructions and guidance we've been provided from the government thus far is every word that comes out of his mouth is classified at the top secret level. It would seem to follow then, if they're being consistent with that, that every word he would say in open court would also be classified at the top secret level, which would mean that there would be really no ability for the public to hear any word that ever came out of his mouth.
Federico says as of Monday this week, the defense had not received the prosecution's evidence against his client. Military defense lawyers say the government holds back much evidence because it's classified for national security reasons. But the men were held and interrogated at secret CIA prisons for several years before being transferred to Guantanamo in 2006. And one of the issues hanging over the hearings is whether evidence against them was extracted by torture. Under the military tribunal rules, evidence gained through torture is not admissible. It's different if it's gathered through coercion, says General Hartman.
There's a rule of evidence that specifically deals with the admissibility of evidence that's obtained by coercive techniques. And in order for that to be achieved, the proponent of that evidence has to show that the evidence is reliable, probative, and in the best interests of justice.
It will be a military judge who decides whether the evidence can be introduced. The judges overseeing earlier hearings at Guantanamo have been surprisingly independent, forcing the administration on several occasions to go back, strengthen the rules, and their cases. One theory why the military has only tried small fish at Guantanamo up until now is that they wanted to work out the many kinks in this particular legal system and didn't want to risk losing one of the high-value detainees through a mistrial. Now there's criticism that the Pentagon is pushing through the five high-value detainees too quickly and that the prosecution is bowing to political pressure to speed up the trials. Jeffrey Atticott is a former senior Pentagon advisor to the military commissions.
My answer is, duh. I mean, we're at war, and war involves political issues from the executive branch. The executive branch should have a very active role in deciding who is a war criminal, who's going to be prosecuted, and that's perfectly legitimate.
Eugene Fidel, a Washington lawyer and the president of the National Institute for Military Justice, says there's more to this than executive prerogative.
I think the administration is sparing no effort to get these cases, the big cases, underway before a new administration takes office. In other words, I think the effort now is to make these cases irretrievable so that a new administration's hands would be tied as to how the cases would have to move forward.
Fidel says the administration may also be putting big names like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on trial in an effort to influence the upcoming U.S. presidential elections and to try to justify keeping the U.S. prison camp open. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.